Hello and welcome to WoW Add-ons, not video podcast, but rather special audio podcast, episode 2 of the audio series. I am your host, Lumen.
I'm Laurel.
And I am Eno.
And we have a special guest with us today. Some of you may recognize him from the instance. This is our good friend, Andrew.
Hello.
We decided to go ahead and bring Andrew along because some of you may know of the great events that have passed and are still in our minds as they irritate us all so much. So we wanted to go ahead and dig into those, talk about them, let the people know what's going on because there are still questions coming in. What's the situation? So why don't we start with some background information? Blizzard hates you guys, right, Andrew?
Basically, we made a guild. It was kind of a mix of you guys and Jawbone Radio, Buzz Out Loud, and the instance, and even ELR. And basically, we had all of us together. We made a guild called IE Babies.
You eat babies. Okay.
Yeah. And it's not like we made this up on our own. It's based on something Blizzard had one of the trolls in the Christmas episode say, I eat babies. Well, it lasted for a couple days, and then someone must have complained, so we were told we had to change the name. So we submitted other names, but then there was a bug where we couldn't, things weren't working. We decided to make a new charter. But there's a bug on many servers where you can't turn in your charter. Blizzard knows about it, and they're working on it. So, and then we were told to basically wait for the reboot to try it again.
Right, and that was yesterday.
Yes.
Which was Monday. And I had a charter, and I'm sitting there with this charter, and I'm talking to a GM, and I spent like 2 hours with the GM for them to tell me, wait for Tuesday, tomorrow's maintenance day. See if that fixes it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and it wasn't even a guarantee. It was kind of like, hopefully this will work.
Yeah. Yeah, because they had me delete my WTF, my cache, my interface folder. They had me reload my UI, you know. And then finally they're like, and I quote, we want to do surgery on your character. We need you to log off for 5 minutes. And they literally wanted to do character surgery is what they told me. So I log off, and I guess they logged into my account or changed my account in some way. I don't even have a clue. But I log back on 5 minutes later, and they're like, okay, try it now. Didn't work. I tried every single slot in my backpack and still couldn't get it turned in.
Wow. Well, at least you didn't come back with, like, a troll head or something like that.
Well, the modeling's all off.
Yeah.
No, yeah. You're like amputated and crazy stuff. Wow.
I was kind of scared that I was going to come back and there was going to be like some major change or, you know, something like that. Because it's like surgery. Now, there's a scary word. But I got to, you know, I got to give them props for being creative.
You log back in, your character's standing smack dab in the middle of Ironforge.
And your horde. So that's really going to do well for you.
Yeah.
Man, okay, so they did surgery, and that didn't solve the problem.
No, yeah. And then that's when they were like, okay, well, I don't know what's going on, so wait for, you know, the maintenance Tuesday. Let them reboot the servers.
Oh, okay, and so standard like, GM response then, right?
Yes, yeah. Very vague, very, you know, just not really telling me a whole lot, despite me asking questions and...
At one point, we actually toyed with the idea of naming the guild Working as Intended.
Yeah. And the whole problem with the guild charter is when you would try to turn it in, we would get the error, guild name already taken. So at some point, you know what I did? I just typed in letters. Random letters. I knew that name could not be taken. Yeah. It didn't work.
Same thing happened when we tried it again last night. I started a charter.
Right,
same
so then
thing.
We had two charters going. So I get on today, and I'm sitting there, and I'm frustrated. I'm like, okay, I got a couple hours. I'm going to figure this thing out. So I put another ticket in, and I'm sitting there, and I'm talking with the GM, which is great and all, and he actually comes in, and he's RPing, and you know we're chatting about the ticket, and we're trying different cities and different combinations of things, and we're going through all this stuff, and finally he says, I don't have a clue. And for once, he was not vague. He says, I do not have a clue why this will not work. I'm going to have to send it on somebody else. But in the meantime, you're screwed. It's like,
oh, wow.
Well, you know, that didn't help me too much. So now I'm sitting here with
but
this
what's,
charter.
What's funny, though, I would rather have a GM tell me that than, like, jerk me around and go, why don't you try this, or why don't you try that?
Yeah.
Yeah, and see, the only things he told me to try were actually logical things, not the going and deleting the WTF files and all that crazy stuff. I'm like, it didn't work. I tried this already. It was stupid. It didn't work. And he's like, okay, well, let's just, you know, see if it has to do with Undercity. Let's see if it has to do with, you know, all the different areas we were trying. But it wasn't, you know, just vague statements and that kind of stuff, which was really great.
And this was, you said, today, after the reset had already taken place.
Right, this was after the reset, because I went trying, and it still wouldn't work. And so, you know, in the end, they finally said, I don't know, you're just going to have to wait. And I'm like, well, he's like, can I help you with another issue? And I said, I still have one question. And he goes, what? I said, why can't you make me a guild and put me in it, and all these people that have signed my charter? GMs don't have that power. They have all the power in the world, but they cannot create a guild. They just stick us in it.
So they can blow guilds up, but they can't make them.
Yeah,
exactly.
I know.
Right. Yeah.
Kind of one-sided in the power.
Yeah.
Disband guilds. They can, you know, they can disband people from the server. They can lock people out of accounts. But yet, I can't turn in this guild charter, and I've been trying for 3 days, and there's 3 days worth of tickets and conversations with GMs that I have. They can't create me a guild and just stick it in it, even temporarily.
Oh, wow.
Well, the weird thing is when they made us change our name, instead of them picking, like, giving a generic name like they did, they split our guild. Half our guild had the old name, the other half had the new name.
Yep.
Right, and the half that had the new name, we could see everybody in the guild.
But you could,
we couldn't
talk
to them.
Yeah.
We could talk.
You know, you were on the other side, right?
I was caught in the black hole.
Wow.
When the GM split the guild, I was still in the IE Babies guild. And so I started when this happened, I started getting in contact with everybody that was online. I said, "Hey, I'm putting you in my list of friends. As soon as things get squared away, I will get in contact with you to get you in the new guild." I've been doing that all this past 3 or 4 days.
So have I, and I've been in just, oh my gosh, I've never had so many whispers. I, you know, Lynn made a couple episodes, showed off WIM, Windows, WoW Instant Messenger, which has absolutely been my safe haven, because...
Yes.
Put everybody down in a corner till I can add them, because I've had too many people. And, you know, we've been going through all this with the GMs and all, you know, just all this crazy stuff.
So,
and, go ahead.
All you're doing is logging into chat. You don't really play the game anymore then.
I sat for 3 days in Silver Moon City doing nothing but chat.
Oh, yeah,
man. Me too. And this was all, you know, get these people in our friends list. And for me, now, I'm a student. I am a full-time student. I have a part-time job, which I sit around on the computer and play Flash games. So I have all this time on my hands. So I've been sitting around talking with GMs these past 3 days as well. And I think I've talked to 5 GMs now. Not a single one of them had a clue what to tell me.
Yeah, I talked to 2. Well, I talked to 1 in email and then 1 in the game.
Okay, I talked to 4 in the game and 1 through email. And then one of the people that had been in the original IE Babies Guild knows a GM personally and has met them face to face. So they went and got on their case, and that GM didn't have a clue. So they weren't just trying to give out babble, you know.
Yeah.
They just had no clue, which,
well,
you know, it's just a little bit frustrating to me.
Well, that's when I went on the forums and started doing some research and saw that we weren't the only server having this kind of issue. So I figured it must be some kind of total bug everywhere.
Hmm. Yeah, but it's still frustrating because, you know, if it was just like we couldn't create a guild charter, you know, we could figure something out. But the fact that they blew up our guild and made us like a two-headed dragon, basically... And then we couldn't start another guild. It was really frustrating because we have all these people, and I've never seen such a big friends list before. I have all these people, and they remember my name, and they're sitting there whispering me. I mean, these afternoons, while everybody else has been at work, and I'm sitting here, and I'm just playing well, I just will suddenly get people coming up to me. Is there a guild anymore?
Yeah.
No?
Mm-hmm. So, Lorm, they did create a two-headed dragon when they blew the guild up. Because you've got
really
the buzz out, you've got the buzz out loud people screaming, you've got the instant screaming, you've got us screaming.
Yeah. And I was shocked because Veronica from CNET, she actually on one of the shows this past week actually mentioned everything that went on, and of course we tore into them on the instance this past Sunday too. So
Scott came on Skype after you guys finished recording and joined me and Lorm in a conference, and he said you need to listen to the instance. We played with no gloves.
Yeah, we basically started on and just took the gloves off about the whole situation.
Yeah, which is great. Now we have a guild now though, so let's move on to that.
Yeah, we know the problem. So what was the final solution? How did the guild actually get made?
We basically just waited until the server reset, and all day today, all of us were conversing through email, but we were all like, I hope it works, because if it doesn't work, we are totally in the hands of Blizzard.
Yeah, okay, so, you know, they're all at work, and we're chatting through email. I get on, and now I still had problems, and this was when I got on with the GM that says, I don't have a clue, I gotta pass this to someone else. So, I'm tired of it, you know. But I decided that me and Andrew had both played charters, but we're both Blood Elves. We both got our charters from Undercity. We were both in a messed up guild. And we were both trying to turn them into the same cities. So I said, screw this. I went and made a level 1 troll. And I walked into Orgrimmar. I sent myself 10 silver. I bought a guild charter, and I found...
She vaporized.
Oh, no.
No.
What'd you find, Lorem?
Sorry.
Lost you.
Yeah, I think she's kind of lagging up on me.
Where did I end? That's a good question.
You said you found something.
It said you bought a new charter, went into Orgrimmar on your level 1 character.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I found 9 other people who... were not related to this blown-up guild in any way. And I go, and I get them to sign it. And I don't go to Ender City. I didn't get any Blood Elves. I didn't get any Undead. And I just got everybody who is Troll or Orc.
I wonder if it's bugged out in the Undercity then, because on the one forum thread, one of the blues wanted specifically to know where the charter was bought, where the charter was turned in, what bag they had it in. That's what he was asking all of us in that thread. He wanted to know the specifics.
Right, but so it could be a Blood Elf thing, or it could be an Undercity thing, but it is definitely one of the two, because I had no trouble turning that charter in. And what I did is when somebody who was in the original IE Babies Guild got on, I promoted them to Guildmaster, got on my main on that server, and had them promote me back. Basically.
Huh.
Oh, okay. So you just passed it around there.
Yeah,
we've been playing musical Guildmaster all day.
And then about 4:30 or so, 5 o'clock or so, Lorem goes, hey, I need you to sign on, get in the guild so I can promote you to master. Like, okay. And then she goes, when Caustic gets in, Andrew, gets in, promote him, and then leave him be. I'm like, okay, no problem.
Yeah, because I actually had to run out this afternoon, so it was like, oh, man, I'm Guildmaster, I'm not supposed to be Guildmaster, but hey, we got a guild, except it's not going to help any if I'm not around.
But at least it works, it's in, you know.
It's up.
It's up. I still have yet, even though I submitted extra names, I still have yet to hear from anyone from Blizzard.
Right, which is just... a pain.
Yeah, I know.
Well, at least we did get the name we wanted, though. And the only way I knew we could get the name that we wanted is because finally the GM's like, well, we better make sure that the name's not already taken. And so I did find out through all of this that the name wasn't taken before I tried to turn the final guild charter in.
Which made it even more frustrating, because we knew the name was not used, even though the computer would still tell us that name is taken.
Right, which was just, like, I wanted to bang Blizzard by the head or something. I don't know, I was... Oh, it's been a mess. And it took me, let's see, I got logged on today at 1 o'clock, and I'm just now logging off with all of this guild stuff for today alone.
But basically, I mean, the guild exists. It's on Earthen Ring, U.S. servers. It's pronounced, I hope I'm pronouncing this right. The way I see it is Alea Iacta Est, which is Latin for the die has been cast.
And, of course, you can see right. that on the instance. You can see that on... the ERL site, you can find it anywhere, and I'm sure we'll have it listed up. So
on my blog, I made an entry about the whole situation, and I think I threw into my Twitter on my blog that the guild finally is working and stuff like that.
Yeah,
we'll make sure to post on the blog for WoW add-ons as well what the name is, because just hearing it pronounced, I have no idea how to spell that, so we'll make sure to post that up for sure.
Yeah, and of course we'll put our names up there, our usernames, our characters' names, so that you can contact us, and we'll be happy to put you in. But it's been a mess. It really has.
Yeah. Now, Andrew, now the guild's up, you're a guild master and all that, you're going to be setting up officer ranks and whatnot. Do you have any idea how you're going to be doing that?
Well, I did some research on that today, and there was some interesting stuff that certain different guilds do. Like, some guilds actually have multiple officer ranks. Like, they have the guild master, but what some of them do is they take the main officer rank and they turn that into like an assistant guild master, giving it all the powers. And then they have a regular officer rank, which is mainly just for inviting people. So we'll probably be doing something like that. There are some other things, neat ideas for ranks, name ranks. I was thinking about making an actual rank that's called Alt. Some guilds actually have a rank called Alt that they use for, you know, like if you're making an auction house or a mule, or you're actually making an alt. So you can just look at the rank and know these are all the different players' alts. You know, there's no guessing. Is this an alt? Is this an actual real person's name? Or, you know, and stuff like that. So there's some ideas. I got them all written on, like, scrap paper from work. So I got to, like, work it out nice looking, and then I'm going to email everybody.
Okay, that makes sense. Well, if anyone who's hearing this show, the other shows, now they know the guild's up,
yes.
Who should they actually contact to get it?
They can contact, my main character is Caustic. That's basically the same way it's normally spelled, with a K instead of a C. Scott's character is Dreadspine. Veronica's character, I'm probably going to pronounce it wrong, it's Imrella, Imriela.
Mm-hmm.
And then Lorem's, I mean, you guys have your characters, which is bad because I'm not in the game, so I don't even
all right.
know how to pronounce
that's
all
right.
them.
Well, I'm sure we know, so we can just go round table.
Yeah, okay.
Whoever wants to go.
Okay, I'll go Lorem.
Okay.
Lorem is Nobella Adela.
Nope, and wrong again. You
can't
about that. Messing up every time.
All right.
Sorry, I just think it's funny. It's Noble Adela. And it's, of course, the normal spelling of Noble, N-O-B-L-E. Adela is spelled A-D-E-L-A.
Okay.
And,
you know,
and my
know.
Character's name is Manthra. M-A-N-T-H-R-A.
And I went with Punch Bowl. It's Punch Bowl. There's any other way to spell that.
If you have to spell that, then they might have a hard time just logging in the WoW.
That's very true.
So, you can get a hold of any of us and the names we just dropped. We can certainly pass you an invite, get you in the guild. And you can chat it up with everybody. There's like a storm of chatting going on right now. I actually had to turn it off
I'm back in game for a quick I went back in game for a quick second. We had 105 members, 42 online.
Cool. That's good numbers.
Yeah. And, of course, this is on an RP server, and I am loving that. I am having so much fun RPing. I'm an old-fashioned text RPing person, but... And I never really thought to try it in the MMO, because to me, you've got constraints of what the game will give you and what classes you can have and that kind of stuff. But it's actually been a lot of fun.
And obviously, we're not going to be biased and say you have to RP all the time, because I know there's people in Guild Chat that are just talking to friends they've made through the different shows, and we're in there talking to each other. But I know Scott, he's just loving it. He's dropping all the old English terms.
Oh, yes, he is.
Yeah, he is. He's digging it. Well, everyone's trying it out. Like, Veronica, I think her high-level characters are all on PvP realms. So this is, like, the first time she's tried a roleplay realm, and she's even been role-playing her character, which is really cool, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, and see, I've always been on PvP. I am a PvPer. I love PvP. But, you know, I get tired of getting killed by Horde because my main's an Alliance. And
Battlegrounds?
Right now, going into Outlands is kind of crappy because there's, like, think there's no one around, and you're sitting there killing things, and then you look up, and there's a bunch of level 70 Horde flying right above you.
Oh, great. So, yeah, I mean, start up an alt, start up a new character out of there. We're all pretty much new characters. I mean, we're, what, 16s?
15, 16.
You guys 20s?
So. In fact, I just hit 25 just before I locked out. I think Scott is...
22.
I think he's... Oh, he's 22? Yeah, mm-hmm. he's getting close. We're trying to get everyone closer together. And it's kind of nice that the fact that there's so many of us that are... within the same level range. It's not like you're joining a guild where everyone's already level 60 and stuff.
That is really nice.
I mean, we're going to be doing instance runs. We just did one earlier, and it was all guild-related people. So it's real nice. Like, see, we got, what, plus 40 people in there. It's easy enough to find a group. We're all on the same levels. Hop on. We'll run some instance, do some questing. Good fun.
Yep. Yeah, I love it, because I'm just like, okay, who's doing this quest? Because I'm failing miserably at it, and... add a bunch of people into my group, and then we just go and, you know, take over. It's great.
Yeah. Like you said, it's going to be a Horde guild, so no stinking Alliance. For the Horde, I think, is the same.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. So. For the Horde.
And what's funny is, originally when I bought WoW, I meant to only play Horde. I was never even going to touch the Alliance side. But it was like the first guild I ran into was a really good roleplay guild that was all Alliance. So the first, like, year and a half, I only played Alliance characters.
Okay. How about that?
I've always been an Alliance lover from the beginning of the whole Worldcraft series, but, you know, I'm trying out the Horde now. Now that we have the Blood Elves, I'm happy. I absolutely hate the Undead and stuff. I think they're so ugly, I just can't stand them. Maybe that's because I'm a girl. I don't know, but it doesn't matter. Whatever. I want a pretty race, and I finally got it on the Horde, so...
Yeah.
I thought all the races on the Horde were kind of cool. Although the troll chicks are kind of hideous looking, but...
I'm a chick, and believe it or not, I always play a chick, which so many people have a hard time believing. But yeah, I hate the way the chicks look.
See, I only play... You know what's weird is I always play male characters. And it's just because a lot of the characters I play in an MMO are based on old D&D characters. The one time I made a female character was in... I made one in City of Heroes and one in Anarchy Online. And it was weird because the first time I ever did it was Anarchy Online, and people came up and started giving me stuff.
You mentioned that in one of the instance shows.
I was like, I can't believe this total stranger just walked up and handed me this wad of cash. I was like, good lord.
But you want to talk about a lot of cash. My friend, when she went to get her 40 mount, she had less than 10 gold. And so she's sitting there in Stormwind spamming, I need gold. You know, and let's face it, you never get gold that way because people figure you're trying to take advantage. But she was being serious. She had no money, she was hitting level 40, and she really wanted a mount. Well, some guy came up to her, hit trade, and gave her over 80 gold. Just
good
because...
Lord.
He's just like, here, I don't need it.
Maybe I should re-roll all female characters.
Oh, wow.
Well,
Old farmers.
Andrew, if you watch WoW add-ons, you'll notice that Eno is female.
Yeah, you actually do a female character in our show. Hopefully that hasn't thrown anyone off.
Yeah, mine's 36 female night elf hunter.
Oh, by the way, in your last show, I really liked the video cast where You brought the whole train down upon everybody.
Yeah, thanks, yeah, Lorm.
Totally... Yep, not a problem. And then the one we just did, episode, what was it, 25?
25.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Episode 25, I was having AoE fun again. I mean, I love it. I just sit there and spam stuff. It's great.
She's just running around. We're trying to do a show.
Episode 25 is, you guys can't tell, but at one point I disappear, and I try to jump back in from behind, and I accidentally fall down a cliff and near kill myself. And I'm sitting there thinking, oh, gee, I really hope that didn't get caught on tape.
I'm sitting here watching my screen. I see her jump down behind, and I see her health bar just disappear. It's like, oh! I had to reach over and hit, mute my mic so I wouldn't broadcast it.
I always hit mute when I start doing that stuff, because it's just I will start bust out laughing, and way that Ina will go and do emotes to react and stuff. It's hilarious. We have a lot of fun doing that though.
Yeah, I think all the shows really that we've mentioned are really good shows to check out, the fun, and we're all going to be talking about this, so hopefully no one gets too overworked about it. But now we've covered, you know, the background, we've got the guild going, I'm kind of curious what you'd actually like to do with the guild, Andrew.
Well, I figure I'll get everyone up, you know, wait till everyone gets about the level 40, and then I'll report myself, and then get the whole guild split in half.
Yes!
Yes, let's do it. But wait, you actually got to make it to 40 first, and from what I hear, that's really hard for you, and especially Scott.
Hey, no, I don't know what the highest Scott's got. My highest character, I believe, is either 43 or 45. And like I said, if I didn't jump around on so many alts, I've tried pretty much every class and race combinations. If I didn't do that, I'd probably have at least 4, maybe 5 level 60s by now.
Yeah, well, I know Scott told me the other day his highest level is, I believe it was a 44, and sorry guys, but that's pretty bad. But then again, I'm only level 58, and I've been playing for a couple of years now too. But
yeah, what the heck's your problem? You should be 70 by now.
I should, but I get like so bored, and it's crazy. You don't want to go questing with me, because I will get bored, and I'll be like, oh, let's go off this way. I haven't discovered this island yet. Come to find like 60 elites that I can't even see, and that I've had to go look up what level they are. You know, I do.
Yeah,
I
made the mistake one time of following Lorm into the wilds.
Oh, yeah, that's a big mistake.
But, I mean, I think what, you know, the plan is like, we had a guild once before for, like, the instance in ELR, and it kind of didn't really go anywhere. Half the people in the guild were, like, that joined were already, like, 40 and 50, and the other half were, like, levels 1 to 10. There was such a huge gap.
Mm-hmm.
We, you know, there wasn't a lot of grouping chances. You know, there was like, say if there's 20 people that are below level 20, if those people aren't all on at the same time. What's nice about this, with the new races and a good chunk of us are all blood elves, we have a bigger mix of closer leveled characters.
Yeah, yeah. We have very few upper levels, which is actually really nice. I mean, you always want somebody to be up there, because then you have somebody to run you around, but there's no gap. Like, there, you know.
And we plan on, one of the things I'd like to do is, one of the ideas I got from another guild that I was in initially when WoW started, is every once in a while we would schedule a flight path run, where a bunch of higher levels would take some of the lower levels through an area, whether it be through, you know, the crossroad area or, you know, the undead area and stuff like that, and get all your
flight point. Yeah.
So then basically, you know, like if someone goes, hey, we're all meeting up in Crossroads, it's no big deal, even if you're only like level 10, to get there, because you'll have all the flight paths.
Right, and I think that is really awesome that you guys can do that, because I have a guild on another server, but we don't have nearly as many people, and pretty much everybody on that server is 60 and up, so either you've got to get somebody who's really, really low, or really, really high. And either way, it's really hard to keep people because they're such established guilds and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, this guild's going to really help for progressing along. I'm interested to see how it goes. Like you said, there's so many of us that are starting new characters and just moving up like that. I'd be kind of curious, too, if you ever have any, like, RP events planned, because I've heard of other servers doing something along the lines of everybody meets in like one centralized place and does like a scavenger hunt where they have to go get some crappy gray items from local mobs around there. Stuff like that might be interesting.
Well, see, what'll be cool is we could easily integrate stuff like that into the instance. Like, you know, in the instance go, oh, by the way, you know, if you're in the guild or if you're not in the guild, this upcoming Wednesday at this time, we're all going to meet in the Undercity, or all going to meet in Ogremar, and we're going to go do this dungeon. Or we're going to all go and try to hit the quests in this area for the lower-level guys in the guild. You know, and some of his higher levels will help you out. Like, I've gone back and hung around Silver Moon City to help out, like, Veronica, you know, and try to get her levels caught up to us and stuff like that, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, since you do a weekly podcast, we do a weekly podcast, we've got that medium that we can actually reach out to the people and keep them informed that way.
Yeah, so that really helps out. So it's not like we started a WoW guild, but we all run, like, a mechanic shop or something, where it's like,
yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we're trading mechanic secrets. So how about that new car with the Mustang? Pretty nice, eh? No, we actually play the game. We're here for the people. So, yeah, it makes sense. It's good stuff. So, all right. Well, I think that covers a pretty good chunk. You know, we got the guild going. We know what's going on. Maybe our first event we'll go wipe while we try to raid Stormwind or something stupid like that.
That would be so much fun, and I've done that. The best thing I've ever done, though, is a level 1 Hogger raid. That was so much fun. We had about 20 of us, and we went and we killed Hogger, and it was great. And
actually,
after that, go ahead.
It would be interesting too. Like somewhere, one of the goofy starter areas for the Alliance, and just like harass people.
Yeah, just kill all their mobs.
Just run around there and just AOE, like, all the stuff in the air. Oh, sorry, were you guys questing?
Oh, I bet. Yeah, because, I mean, if you've played both sides, you know those starting areas. You know what kind of, like, quest mobs they need. So you can just go in there and just own them all up for them.
Yeah.
See, I think we should go do that for the mines down in Elwynn Forest. You know, just get a bunch of us and go over there and supposedly be leveling, even though, you know, we're already 16 and up.
Yeah. Or actually, what we could do, go to one of the low-level mines where we don't have to worry about being killed, kill everything in the mine, and hide in the mine, and just wait for low-level Alliance characters to come in there to do their quest, and they're like, holy crap, there's a bunch of, like, level 40 horde hiding in the mine.
Yeah, that'd be great. So we're obviously going to have a lot of fun with this guild, so we're glad we were able to sit down with you, Andrew. Let everybody know what's going on, the background story, what your outlook for the future is and everything. So we invite you all to come see us in-game. Like you said, it's Earthen Ring, the U.S. Realm, Plan Horde. I can't pronounce the name, so check the website.
I agree with that.
Let's see. You can find WoW Add-ons at wowaddons.blogspot.com. Let's see, what's the instance?
The instance,
one?
I believe it's just the instance.net.
Okay, cool. If you want to check out the other podcasts that are helping support this, we've got BOL, Buzz Out Loud. What's theirs? BOL.cnet.com?
Yeah, I believe that's correct. And there's also Jawbone Radio, which Len from Jawbone Radio is in the guild too. So I'm sure he'll probably put something up on his site.
Yep, and we'll all try to link to each other's sites so that you can get around no matter what you're actually listening to and hearing this from.
Yeah, definitely. And hey, if you see us in-game, give us a shout-out. You know, we can typically handle a few hellos, how are you today, but hopefully it's going to die down a little bit because, like you all said, it's getting kind of
crazy. Yeah, it's crazy right now.
And Scott just signed in Skype.
So, but I think that'll do it for this episode. So, guys, thanks for joining me and sitting down and talking it all
No
over.
Problem.
Yes, it was great to have you, Andrew. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was.
No problem, guys. I got to go now because I have to make a phone call.
Okay.
See you guys. I'm sure I'll see you guys in-game.
Yeah, I'm
yeah.
sure.
Yeah, no doubt. See ya.